Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Dungeness crab season shut down statewide on April 15th, 2019. This was announced on March 26th of this year. Local fishing families will pay the price with a three-month loss of income. Crab fishing and related jobs vaporized with little more than 2 weeks' notice. Thousands of jobs have been lost. The cost to our area alone will be in the tens of millions in lost wages and revenue, not to mention the human and social costs. The unnecessary economic devastation of our fleet will have a trickle-down effect in our already blighted area. The problem? Center for Biologic Diversity is an extreme environmental organization. They sued the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and successfully shut down commercial Dungeness crab season statewide. This was accomplished through a legal settlement agreed to and signed in February of 2019. The Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen, or PCFFA, joined the lawsuit purportedly to represent fishermen. They did not adequately represent the fishermen involved in the Dungeness crab fishery. They participated in negotiations to close commercial Dungeness crab season without participation or representation from all the ports involved in commercial crabbing. Our federal, state legislatures, as well as CDFW and the PCFFA, all failed to protect the sustainable Dungeness crab fishery from closure statewide. The basis of the original litigation had to do with whale entanglement in crab lines. Fact is, whale entanglements are at a four-year low in California. Gray whale populations are at an all-time high, and humpback populations appear to have increased by almost 80% in the past 10 years. Fact is, most entanglements occur south of Point Arena. And the fact is, NOAA whale entanglement data do not support a closure in our area. Dungeness crab is a sustainable fishery. Dungeness Crab Task Force, a group of fishermen and others with interests in the fishery, was formed to advise the Department of Fish and Game on a variety of issues. That group, several years ago, recognized the entanglement issue and has been working in a collaborative effort to minimize gear and whale entanglements. A whale working group was formed, and this has been a good faith effort. Unfortunately, the draconian measures that have been implemented this season in our area will not address the issue. Local management is the only common sense and scientific approach. Let your local, state, and federal officials know this is unacceptable. Call them today. Mike McGuire, Jim Wood, Jared Huffman, and Diane Feinstein. This has been Susan Rotwein for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.